step up and share the load. Romans 15:1-2. Now we who are strong ought to bear the weaknesses of those without strength and not just please ourselves. Each of us is to please his neighbor for his good, to his edification. One day during the summer, I let my dog out into the backyard so she could play for a while. About 20 minutes later, when I let her back in, I noticed that her paws were dirty. She'd started to dig holes in the backyard. So I went to the hardware store to buy a couple of bags of dirt to fill them in. I took my grandson, who happened to be visiting for the summer. When we got home, he eagerly jumped out the car and started to grab one of the large bags of dirt. The bag was large and weighed about half of his body weight. He struggled just getting it out of the trunk of the car. I knew he couldn't make it on his own since we had to go from the driveway in the front of the house all the way to the backyard. So I told him to wait and let me help him. "No, I got it, Papa Vic. I'm pretty strong." I smiled to myself and admired his enthusiasm and willingness to take on the task himself. But after about a minute of seeing him struggle, I told him that I would help him. Again, he told me, "No, I got this myself." After about another minute, I started to see him sweat a little. Then finally, I told him in a stern voice, "I will help you." I grabbed the bag and made sure that most of the dirt and the weight was on the end I was carrying. When we finished, he said, "Thanks for helping, Papa Vic. I guess I did need your help," almost out of breath. I replied, "Son, that's what I'm here for." The context of today's scripture focuses on spiritual weaknesses, but has applications in other areas of life. I could have easily sat back and let my grandson struggle. I could have said, "That's his problem. I got my own problems." I could have gone inside the house, sat in my easy chair, and refused to be inconvenienced. I could have easily told him to find someone else to help him. In short, there are many excuses to not show the grace to him that the Lord shows me daily. What excuses are you using to extend a little selfishness instead of generosity? What's keeping you in the seat of convenience instead of standing on your feet and lending a helping hand? What is making you a cul-de-sac of blessings with no outlet instead of a conduit of grace? God blesses us to be a blessing to others, 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. We are to be a reflection of the character of Christ, and as the light of the world, your light must shine before people in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven, Matthew 5:16. If you see someone in need, and it's either your responsibility to help or God places on your heart to help, step up and share the load. This way you honor the one who has given you life, and that life more abundantly. John 10:10. 10, 10.